This is a CNA podcast.
Now, Asia First with Arnold Gay and Andrea Hay.
All right, meantime to a conversation, part two of a conversation. Yesterday, we talked about private hangout rooms, some with no CCTVs. But we do know that this is a hot topic.
Oh, yeah.
Among our colleagues, too, because after, you know, the show, we had a meeting with our editors and there were lots of questions like, who's going to be accountable if something, you know, illegal is done there? You know, will the companies be the ones responsible? Will be the individual renters?
Yeah, where does the due diligence lie?
Okay, so we decided, okay, better take this further and talk to a lawyer for greater clarity. Well, Chong Xin Yi is a senior lawyer at GJC Law and he joins us on Asia First. Xin Yi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So this sounds similar to a hotel room or to a karaoke room where you actually really don't know what's going on inside most of the time. So does the liability, who does liability lie with if something illegal is done or something goes wrong?
Right. So, yes, one would think it's quite similar to hotel and karaoke rooms, but actually there are some regulations that are applicable to hotels and karaoke rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So hotels, for example, are required to keep a record of the full name, nationality, and identification number of all guests.
Okay.
And karaoke rooms are required to ensure that at all times, nothing obstructs the view of the rooms from the outside.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So it does appear similar, but also slightly different because the concept of a hangout room is the cost is relatively much cheaper than hotel rooms.
That's true.
And at the moment, there doesn't seem to be any regulatory requirement.
Okay. So right now, if businesses are wondering, okay, I need to limit my liability here, is there anything that they can do?
Perhaps, yes. So when we talk about liability, maybe some examples would be under the Misuse of Drugs Act. So it would be an offence for a person in charge of the premises to permit or suffer such a place to be used for the consumption or trafficking for drugs, for example.
Okay.
And another example would be under the Women's Charter, where it would be an offence for a person to allow the premises to knowingly permit a girl below 16 years of age to be on the premises for the purpose of engaging in sexual
Right. So that word you use, knowingly, I suspect, is quite important in these two scenarios that you mentioned here. Can you explain a bit more?
Yes. So an element of the offence would be knowledge. So I suppose what the business can do to help protect themselves would be some sort of voluntary regulation. For example, obtaining a signed undertaking from guests that they will not engage in any illegal activities in the event that the business is found liable, that will be indemnified. Of course, they can do some simpler things like putting up prominent notices, like reception in all rooms, verbally informing guests, things like that.
Over and above putting down or giving their particulars the way they would do with a hotel room and a karaoke booking?
Yes, they could voluntarily do that as well. So currently, it's not a requirement. But if they do that, then they could say that they've taken reasonable measures. They could potentially assist better in any police investigations should there be any illegal activities going on.
Right. Okay. I've seen some of those signs in spas, for example. And it's a good point that you brought up. While it's not exactly required or mandatory on the business's part, it is a useful tool for them to protect themselves in the event of any situation that's unsavory. Now, Xinyi, one of the biggest draws of these hangout rooms is the fact that there are no CCTVs. I mean, how dangerous is this for a business in terms of, you know, self-protection and preservation?
I suppose maintaining CCTV records would really be for the protection of the business. On the end of the business, I guess they would feel that it is one of the draws, but really, maintaining CCTV records would help the business show that it has taken at least that step as a measure against illegal activities. It would be a deterrent, number one, for guests against any sort of illegal activities. And again, it would help the business to cooperate usefully with the police investigation, if there's any.
Okay, so as it stands, there is nothing under current rules and regulations which are specific to these so-called hangout rooms. I mean, do you think they are necessary given the fact that they are becoming so popular?
Right. So given that they are becoming so popular, I suppose it is understandably a cause for concern. Well, I would say it would be, number one, for guests not to abuse the private space that's being offered. Number two, for businesses to create a viable space with systems that instill confidence. And if there comes a time when authorities start to impose regulations, then perhaps we can't have nice things. So hopefully that's not the case.
That's a good way of putting it.
I do have a question about CCTVs, though. I mean, in businesses like these, is that not more of a commercial decision more than anything else? I mean, okay, sure, some companies maybe want to protect themselves, but ultimately, it's a business decision, right? I mean, there's no law that says you have to have a CCTV camera for operations like, I mean, anything similar to a hangout room?
Correct. So currently, there's no law. But being a private space that's being offered rather cheaply for use, I suppose, as we had heard or discussed yesterday, that could be something of quite a concern for various parties.
Mm. Are there other tangible ways that businesses like these can have a stronger case to prove that they have, in fact, done as best to their ability without this need for CCTVs to protect themselves, to protect even their customers, or even to prove that they have been cooperative with the authorities as and when it happens or emerges?
Well, aside from installing CCTVs, they could take the route of KTVs and maintain an unobstructed view of the room from outside, although perhaps that may quite defeat the purpose of the private space being offered.
It was actually, oddly enough, it was actually one of the suggestions one of our listeners made as well when we were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, so that does provide some sort of comfort.
Yeah, it does indeed.
Perhaps they could have some age restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And we take a proactive approach in making inquiries of any suspicious activity.
Right. Okay, so I do believe the onus absolutely lies with their businesses in protecting themselves and the customers as well, and of course their reputation. Singyi, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Really appreciate your valuable insights.
My pleasure.
That's Chong Xinyi. She's a senior lawyer at GJC Law.